Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a nut or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was like, we're in Los Angeles. You guys should be tighter. Should have it more together. You should know your cue. But it's cool. I'm just happy that you're here. We're back at the UCB Theater, Franklin location. Los Angeles, Tuesday, May 17th, let's call it, 2016. Let me see those Tam name tags. You guys, yeah, that's right. See what happens? Los Angeles created bringing name tags, and you guys don't fucking bring them anymore. I don't know what I have to do to encourage you, because also the lamest, look at this shit, the lamest things could get chosen, and you guys still don't even make that effort. You're like, I'll go wait in line, I'll buy a ticket ahead of time on the internet, but I'm not going to make a goddamn name tag. But I should say there are some good ones. There's one that's blinking over there, and there's a one that's very big over there. There's gonna be like I'm waiting for the LA show where there's less name tags than there are guests on the stage, and so people just have to pick somebody, just like, oh, I'll play for that guy. His arms are folded and he's wearing a hat. That's all I need. But thank you for those of you who did bring name tags. Doug plugs, LA friends, Doug Loves Movies is back over at Meltdown Comics next Monday, May 23rd at 9 o'clock. St. Louis, May 25th and 26th. Boston, May 28th. New York City, May 30th. Bloomington, Indiana, my mom calls it Bloomies, on June 3rd and 4th. And on Saturday, June 4th specifically, we're doing a Benson movie interruption as part of the Limestone Comedy Festival, and the movie is Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Yeah, because it takes place in Indiana. DouglasMovies.com. I got a tweet today from the drunk girl who was yelling during the Boise show, and she wrote, I'd like to formally apologize for being the loud drunkie at the Boise show. Excitement to see you plus too many drinks equals bad. Hashtag forever ashamed. And I wrote back, don't worry about it. Hashtag shit-faced happens. Yeah. The prize bag tonight includes... well, no, this isn't in the prize bag. That's something we'll get into a little later. two VHS episodes of television programs from the WB Network from my personal collection. We've got High School Reunion, episode 103. Yeah, I think some shit went down in that. I think someone was like, you got my number two pencil. No, I don't. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I believe it was from episode 4. I mean, season 4. And, Jesus. And that was like the worst mic drop ever. It's a mic drop from the guy who can't get the stand set up right. Goodbye, Iowa, it's called. I don't remember why there would be an episode of Buffy called Goodbye, Iowa. A homemade mug somebody made for me and got to me somehow. It says, mornings without coffee is a shithead on it. Yeah, it's adorable. So somebody gets to have it because I don't drink coffee, so my coffee mugs are worthless. A couple of pipes from Peacemaker, the all-rubber pipes that are fun for travel. And, oh, this is interesting. I found this button. It says, play safely. And it's from the CARES team. So I think it's some sort of wear a condom thing. But on the button is that little lady from Poltergeist, Zelda Rubinstein. And she's like wagging a finger. Like, play safely. So it's just a scary button. All right, that's all that I brought. But all of my guests brought something, and as you can see from the setup tonight, we have 4 guest chairs, and that always means that it's going to be a lot of fun, because I got 4 great guests. Please give a big, warm welcome to Kate Micucci, Jacob Siroff, Kasim G, and Jen Kirkman. You guys.
Hey.
Let's just say hi to him first because it's just, we got some veterans on the show, but we also have a first timer who got very high with me this afternoon on Getting Dug with High. And during that live broadcast, I asked him to please come over here and do this show.
Yeah, no pressure. But yeah. Here I am.
It's Kasim G, everybody! Probably a record number of appearances on Getting Dug with High.
Well, besides Todd Glass, but I got him in my sights.
Yeah, and first time over here.
Yeah, I have no idea how this works either. So you told me to bring something, so I took something off my shelf, and now I'm here.
Really?
I didn't buy anything.
You just grabbed a random thing?
Well, yeah, but put some thought into it.
All right, let's see it. What'd you bring?
Oh, we're doing it now.
Yeah.
Well, I got a Bigfoot statue that I got on my Bigfoot trip.
Well,
it's
adorable.
Actually not a great statue, but I got it from a Bigfoot museum when we went Bigfoot hunting.
I think you're going to regret giving this away.
Oh, I got plenty of Bigfoot
stuff. He looks really sad, like he's already said goodbye to the Hendersons.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, how long have you had this?
I got it. It's probably been a year.
Oh, okay, so it's not like something from like seventh grade or anything.
No, no, I know it looks really old and shitty like that, but
It's kind of heavy. Was it a murder object?
No.
Was it used to murder someone and now you're getting rid of the evidence?
No, dog, it's straight from
DNA
the heart.
But now your DNA is on it.
And it does say $20 plus tax on the bottom.
No, they don't need to know how much it does.
That is what it's worth, you guys.
Yeah. All right, well,
it's
now
like
they know the monetary value.
You put a $20 bill in the bag. I love it.
They're sentimental and $20 worth of it there.
Well, good job, dude. That's the perfect
gift. Yeah, hopefully somebody enjoys
gift
that.
When somebody just randomly tells you, bring a gift.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I didn't.
He wrote back, does it have to be movie related? I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever, just bring a thing. And this is what he brought.
Yeah, I did have a Blu-ray DVD of Judge Dredd that was signed by Olivia Thrillby, but it was personalized to me.
Oh, you got to hang on to that.
I had to hang on to it.
You got the Thrillby personalized autograph.
Yeah, yeah. But now that I know, I'll just reach out to other people I know, you know, for autographs. So that'll be fine for us.
You know her?
No, my girlfriend does. And I really pressured her into signing my Blu-ray while she was over one day.
Because I'd like to have her on the podcast. I think she's a good
actress. I'll set it up. I'll juice you up.
Okay, yeah. Juice it.
It's who you know in this business,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It is. Kate Micucci is back, everybody.
Hi.
22nd time on the show.
No way.
No, I don't know. seemed like a reasonable number. Tell us about Unleashed. That looks really cute.
Oh, yeah, it is cute. I don't know when it's coming out, though. I wish I had a date.
It looks super cute.
It's a sweet little movie. I play a girl who is unlucky in love, and then I look at my dog and my cat, and I'm like, I wish I could find love like I have with you guys. And then on a magical night, they turn into men, and they fight over me.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out, though. I wish I had a date for you.
But... Well, IMDb says 2016, so maybe this year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun
we'll
to
see,
make. And my parents got to be extras in it, and it was the cutest thing ever.
That's awesome.
They sold tacos in a taco truck.
I don't know why that gets an awe.
You know, it was really cute.
Fucking parents in a taco truck.
My mom didn't.
Is there anything cuter?
My mom didn't know that you're not supposed to talk as an extra, you know, because like, and so she, you know, they tried to tell her, but she really got into it. She was like, "Here's your change, sir. Enjoy your taco, sir." It was the cutest thing. Anyway.
Speaking of things that are cute, they have a bulletin board backstage.
Oh, I thought you were introducing me.
Jacob is here. No, it's... They have this bulletin board backstage where fan mail that arrives for any particular people that perform here at UCB just gets tacked up on the board. And I saw two Kate Micucci fan mails tacked up there. And I just took them it was just an impulsive move. Like, I'll make sure she gets them.
Did you read them?
Because she's on my show tonight. Because I always look to see if mine's any for me are up there. So there you go. There's two.
This one looks like it's from a faraway land. Switzerland.
There you go.
This
yeah.
is great.
Oh, wow.
And the other one is from Joshua, Texas.
They just know that you have a gig coming up, or they just hope? Or
They just know that Kate's done stuff at UCB. You should look at it when you come in here, because you might have something.
I bet you
have. What's the stuff that they put in envelopes that is poison?
Rizin.
Yeah. That sugar from Breaking Bad. But anyway, so sometimes that's what happens. She opened it up and there's a picture of herself staring back at her. Because sometimes they send you a picture and just say, please sign this and send it back. You got very terrified when you saw yourself.
Yeah.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Kate?
I brought two things. One, a t-shirt I made, and it says, what does it say? It says, Howard liked little boobs like top hats.
And it's a girl with little boobs and a guy with a top hat. What a lovely connection.
And then I made this. It doesn't really have a joke.
It's not a joke, but it's framed, and it says, do you love movies? And it's two people that look like they're going to eat popcorn like their lives depend on it. And it says, yes, as much as Doug does. It's very cute. Show everybody,
like,
though. Point
today?
It in the direction
I made it right
of the audience.
Before I got here, but I feel it lacks a joke. There's really no
joke. It doesn't need a joke. It's,
like,
about, it's
so
just
nice.
About a love of movies. Look at this thing. This is such a nice frame. You just
so
leave
like,
a you have a, like a nice frame sitting around, and you're like, when I draw something, I'm gonna put it in a nice frame.
I have so many frames in my apartment.
Oh, it's really great.
Oh, well,
I love
cool.
it. Yeah, no, people will love it, and they'll make their own jokes about it.
Yeah,
they'll say,
punch
"Oh, look
it
at
up.
That! When I got that night, she said this wasn't funny, but boy, is it funny!" And then their guests will look at them. Like, if you say so. But thank you very much.
Thank you for
that,
having
Kate.
Me.
And speaking of cute, Jen Kirkman is here, everybody.
You should have known. Thank you. My gift sucks.
Why does it suck?
Well,
you didn't
it's not
draw
worse than
it
a
and frame
statue.
It.
No, I was thinking of bringing. I bought these candles years ago in Alaska. Thank you. I was on a little tour with Rory Scovel and Nick Thune, and we went to this candle shop, and this guy that worked there was like, "I used to live in Los Feliz and write scripts, and now I make candles, and they're beautiful candles." There's one of a buffalo, and I almost brought that. And I didn't, because I wanted to keep it.
Could you run down all the things you didn't bring before getting to what actually arrived here?
I just brought a copy of my new book, but how narcissistic.
That's the point of the exercise.
And I signed it.
Is you're supposed to bring a promotional item for your thing, because then I can go, oh, look, everybody, in the prize bag is a copy of I Know What I'm Doing and Other Lies I Tell Myself by Jen Kirkman, New York Times bestselling author of I Can Barely Take Care of Myself. And also signed a picture of yourself.
I thought that'd be funny.
Yeah.
What about a shout wipe that always comes in handy?
Why do you think you need to give more? I'll take a shout wipe.
No, put it in there as a bookmark, and someday when someone's reading and eating and driving, they'll spill and then they'll need the shout wipe.
Perfect. Yeah. That's a perfect solution. Yeah, thank you for that, Jen. That's the perfect thing to put in the bag. I mean, it's not quite as perfect as something you drew and framed yourself.
I know.
But it's so close. And Jacob Siroff is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Man, I'm glad I don't have to follow Kate's gift.
Right?
It was nice to have a little pickled ginger in between the actual painting and the T-shirt and stuff. I'm sure your book's amazing.
What'd you bring?
Fine.
It's fine. She says off mic.
I brought a copy of Jen's book, unfortunately. But
oh.
Well, no, I brought some movie-ish stuff. This is a Subway kids meal bag. I think it's not the first time I've given a kids meal bag away.
My
daughter loves
Subway.
It's a Force Awakens. It's kind of this girly Captain
Phasma. It's a kids meal bag? I didn't even know they had such a thing.
Yeah, they do. That's
it's like, very involved.
It's kind of lame, though, because the bag is the prize. They don't give you a prize. You just get the bag. I don't know.
Anyway, you think it should have a little toy inside? A little tauntaun or something?
A tauntaun would be... That'd be a lot to ask for, but that'd be ideally a tauntaun, but like at least a little plastic lightsaber or something. So I got a couple DVDs in here. This is The Little Mermaid, but not it's like some other Little Mermaid that's not the Disney one. I think it's from Korea or something. I don't know who's in it or why it was made.
I think anybody can make something called Little Mermaid.
It's only 49 minutes, though, so if you're in a hurry and you don't have time for the Disney one, that'll come in handy. And then also, I did bring a personalized signed copy of a DVD. I actually pulled the trigger on that. This is the movie Finding Nemo, which is signed by very Pixar's notorious Terry Lee Mosley. Do you guys all know who that is? He's just this guy who's my friend. He's been working there a long time. He's in systems. Like his name comes up in the four.
It's signed by Terry Lee Mosley.
Terry Lee Mosley, my friend Terry Lee Mosley. Yeah. He's when the movies get to the end and there's like four columns of names. He's like in one of those.
He's in one of those columns. Yeah.
Systems, but he's really like I think Pixar has some of the best systems in motion pictures right now. So Terry, good job on that.
And when you have guests over, you can pause it and then be like, "You guys, look."
Look,
and
there
look
he is.
That,
there I am with
that.
A list.
And I got
there
a couple
16 of us doing that job.
Got a couple posters that
you told me to bring one thing.
I did. I try to stress
sure
that with people.
I don't know. I didn't love or hate
like
the movie.
To show off.
I got a Batman, Superman thing that I got.
Just spit on that and throw that on the ground.
Right. I mean, if somebody wants to burn an effigy or something, that's cool. And then this is another one that I actually think is pretty cool. But
they're cool posters.
Cool posters. So,
I wish that much thought went into the movies.
Yeah.
The only awkward thing is Jen Garner's in the audience tonight. Great move, Jacob.
Oh, my God. You're totally not going to get to fuck her.
No, isn't that Ben Affleck?
You took the rubber bands off the posters to show them, and now I gotta go put them back.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, please. Please. Fix
Kate, do you have a frame for those real quick?
Actually, do. Hang on.
Well, all of that stuff is going in the prize bag. Thank you guys for bringing all that stuff. And since it's Cassim's first time on the show, I will skip him and go Kate to ask the question I always ask everybody, and then you have time to think about
all
it.
Right.
Kate, what was the last motion picture that you saw?
That's an easy one.
In any format. I know it's an easy question, but, it throws people sometimes.
It is a tricky one for me because I watched 20 minutes today of Empire Records. I have never seen it. Hmm. Tell me what happened.
The first 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And you're like enthralled? You're into it?
Yeah, and I love how 90s it is and just like the colors and the styles. And I just don't, I have to watch the rest of it. But I was listening to it. I was listening to it.
Wait,
don't know what's going on.
You dedicated 20 whole minutes of listening to Empire Records?
But I saw a little bit here and there. I would glance over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, check out the whole thing sometime.
It's good, right?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan, but people love it.
I worked at Tower. I was a Tower employee guy in the 90s, and it's accurate in that regard.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, Liv Tyler worked at all the Towers.
Yeah, sure. So. Super sexy employees at the Tower Records. But what was there something else you saw in its entirety?
Oh.
Recently?
No.
Okay. We'll move on. No pressure. Jen, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
I watched a documentary this week.
Oh, you're so smart.
I know. Well, when you hear what it is, Tab Hunter Confidential.
All about that 50s...
Heartthrob
Tab Hunter.
And I didn't realize how many things he'd done, like records, and he was in Damn Yankees, but he was in a lot of cheesy stuff, but he was gay, obviously, and he was... like, I just thought it was so interesting because back then, guys that you would look at now and be like, they're not only gay, they're like, gay, were like thought of as so masculine
back then.
What
do you mean,
Jen? Just like, you know, like...
like super masculine, people didn't recognize it as super gay. They just thought, yeah. Oh, that guy's extra masculine.
It was cool.
Not like way too masculine and obviously into dudes.
And he was like, he was, but, so he got, when the studio system broke down, like... He just kind of lost work, and then John Waters kind of saved his career, and then now he's just with horses and his husband.
With horses?
Well, he's always loved horseback riding, and his husband's younger and a studio executive, and they're fine. But my favorite part was before he got famous, he got arrested with a bunch of people at a party just for being gay. Just a party in L.A.
Just a gay roundup.
It was a gay roundup. And they wrote, he was seen at a limp-wristed pajama party. And I love that name. I want to have a limp-wristed pajama party.
That's a good band name.
As opposed to Donald Trump's small-handed dumbass festival.
I want to say one quick thing, too, because maybe you'll have the answer.
Please, it's anti-homophobia day, by the way, so this is a great time to talk about this.
Well, no, I was going to change the subject.
But okay. It's a good day to change the subject.
On a plane, I watched that movie Suffragette, which I didn't even know was a movie.
Right.
And I thought, Meryl Streep's going to star in it. She had literally one scene.
She shows up once, yeah.
Literally for 4 seconds, and it's like, go out there and throw a rock. And then she goes back in. And I had to rewind it because I thought I must have fallen asleep and forgot. Why do you think she did a movie for 4 minutes?
Well, I believe she's in two scenes in that movie.
I must have fallen asleep.
She's also Meryl Streep. So it's like you get like the gravity of why she would inspire a bunch of women because they got Meryl Streep to play this woman that inspired a bunch of women. But
yes, so
it's a little weak, and that's
why.
Like, you know, Meryl Streep can't do a performance without getting nominated for Academy Award, and they didn't nominate her for that one because this is like you can't just show up and be like, throw a rock or whatever.
No, Kate Micucci's parents had more lines in her movie than she was so weird. Anyway, but I thought you might have.
But yeah, there was
scoop.
a little less of her than there should have been. But what's her name is always good.
I didn't know names of anyone, but I enjoyed
the girl,
their work.
Carrie Mulligan.
Oh yeah, she was
is,
good.
Very good. And
I was calling her Emma Stone in my head.
Whoa!
I get all women confused.
It's about time.
Thank you.
It's about time a woman just admitted that. Jacob, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited because, as you guys know, tomorrow is it's homophobia day. So that's when we can discuss this stuff in a real comedic manner.
I don't have a show that day, fortunately.
I mean, now he's with horses. It was just so hard not to say anything. He's with horses now. There's so many. No? You guys don't see the potential there? Not at all? That's why I'm a professional. Semi-professional. I saw a real movie. No offense, guys. Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
Or as my 5-year-old son calls it, Captain America Silver War. Aww.
Yeah. I asked for a ticket for a swivel door.
Is it in the theaters?
It's in the theaters, yeah.
Where does it stand for you in the Marvel price?
It's
second
right up
still
there.
To Guardians?
It's right up there. I like my Marvels are Guardians, Winter Soldier and Ant-Man, I think, are the three best Marvel
Right,
movies.
Yeah, and that yeah. Winter Soldier is one of the best ones. These are the same guys that made that one.
And I think it's right up there with that, at least.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
just
entertaining.
So much going on.
Yeah,
there's
a couple slow parts because they really have to kind of throw on the heaviness of the situation.
Yeah.
But they don't dwell on it in the sad, pathetic way that Batman and Superman did.
You know what it did?
It's still a fun movie.
I thought about that after the movie. It basically succeeded at everything Batman versus Superman. Superman tried to do and didn't succeed at.
It's the same debate. It's all about debate. Collateral damage
exactly.
of innocent lives.
The superhero, you know, how would that affect people IRL? Yeah.
Which they also handled perfectly well in The Incredibles a long time ago. but that's just me.
Less death in The Incredibles.
Yeah, exactly.
They were going to do a lot of death, and Terry said, nope, guys, this is a Pixar movie.
Did you Uber pool to get here tonight?
No, I didn't. Not tonight.
You didn't tonight?
Was that an anti-Semitic comment?
That.
I feel like that was an anti-Semitic comment.
No. Will you bring up your Jewishness every time I ask about Uber pool? I'm like, you Uber pool to the airport when you have to get there by a certain time and they might pick up other people? And he goes, hey, I'm a Jew. That's his answer.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not very practical.
Well, it's my answer for every thing that's wrong and right with me. If someone asks me, can you help me with this math problem? I'm like, of course, I'm a Jew. Or can you help me fix my car? Of course not. I'm a Jew. Like, it's my reason for everything.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Let's each ask Jacob a question, and then he'll tell us his answer based on whether or not he's a Jew.
Hey, Jacob, do you want to order a pepperoni pizza?
Of course, I'm a self-hating Jew. I love pork.
He got me.
He got you?
He got me.
We can stop right there.
Yeah, this game isn't any good.
We don't all have to do it.
It's not that great.
Let's go on to more important games.
No, my movie was the same, Captain America, so we just...
Oh, perfect.
We covered it.
Then, yeah, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
You liked it, though?
No, I thought it was fun. Yeah. I had a lollipop from The Incredibles, those little lollipops that we had.
Incredibles?
Yeah, Incredibles, and it made that movie much better. The giant man was great. Spiderman was... Peter Spiderman was my absolute favorite part of that whole thing.
Spoilers. A lot of you haven't seen it yet.
I'm sorry. Well,
but also, the way they applaud it implies that they may never. It was very soft golf claps. So let's do the part of the show where I say, shall we play a game? Ladies and gentlemen, there are some name tags in the audience. Your job is to go grab one and bring it back to your seat and not read out loud the shithead on the back, because that's the consolation prize if you lose. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, Kasim, just go grab one. Go get it. Whatever one you like. Jacob is looking for a Star Wars one. That's his MO. I'm going to make a vine or something.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm going to vine this shit. Jen doesn't know anything. She just said it. All right, Jacob, we'll start with you. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the Empire.
Let me see it. Show it to me.
It's the Empire Strikes Eric. And, you know, it's really slim pickings for the Star Wars stuff.
Right, but at least there was one Star Wars thing out there.
It was just like a black and white photo. He didn't do any actual work on the characters. He just subbed out the word Eric. And it's making I've had this strategy of just going for Star Wars, cheap Star Wars over people to put in effort, and it's making me rethink that.
I'm telling you, it really does not make LA look good.
I also disagree, and I think he should have said the Eric Strikes Back.
I guess he was going for like a reverence there or something.
Right,
there's already a K that he was able to. He didn't. Yeah. He was so lazy. He left the K.
The least amount of work is what he was going for.
He literally, it's the ERI. That's the amount of work.
Least
he did.
Least amount of effort.
ERI.
But still enough effort to be in the mix and have a chance. Let's see yours, Jen. Hold that up for me so I can get a good look at it.
I was posing for a picture.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like it.
I am.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I was attracted to, of course,
Megan's
shiny object.
Of the universe.
Yes, it says Megan's of the universe, and I had
like
to
a
ask,
lightsaber.
What's the real movie called? Because I didn't know. I thought maybe there was like.
It's Guardians of.
Masters of the Universe. I thought maybe there was a legitimate like, lady version, and I was like, oh, cool. Back in the day, Dolph Lundgren and.
And that's
Frank Langella.
That's Courtney Cox.
I
saw that opening day in the theaters.
Well, they don't put her name. They put Frank Langella's name.
She wasn't big yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just done the Bruce Springsteen video in that.
You're going to lose, but that's okay.
It's a beautiful poster.
And this is fun to have. Can I keep it on?
Sure.
Okay.
Keep that weird. I don't know what even it's supposed to be. It's like kind of a lightsaber.
It's supposed to be this badass gun sword.
The same thing that the guy's got on the poster?
It's pretty much the same thing if you look closely.
All right. I'm no weapons expert. Kate, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for...
It's Show
a,
it to me.
It's a Nick world.
and they put a brownie on there. Is it medicated?
It's a special brownie.
Oh no!
Because it has Oreos in it.
No.
And other stuff.
It's got weed in it.
Yep.
What are you gonna do with it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing probably.
All right.
I mean,
well, you should peel it off of there and chuck it into the crowd.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Just take it right off. And then throw it as hard as you can.
I was really bad in softball. Here goes nothing.
Here it comes. Oh, there's a lucky winner.
Hope you get real high.
And who do you got there, Kasim?
Mine's confusing because it has... It's a VHS tape. It says Josh. And then I don't know if I'm supposed to say Oscar's greatest moments or not. But on the back, it says, Shithead Ed Asner.
Oh, I screwed the whole thing up.
I think I said out loud, whatever you do, don't read the...
Take your Bigfoot. Can I get to pick another one?
I like how
Sorry.
I just, like, covered it up as if that was going to...
No, it's all right.
I know.
You might win tonight, and we'll all laugh when I say
Ed Asner, my name was just Josh? Everyone had these?
I
want to
know, why Ed Asner? Where's Josh at?
This guy did less
Josh,
effort
why
than
do you? Why are you so upset with Ed Asner? He's not the nicest guy. He's a kind of a cranky old man. Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for screwing that up.
You went for ironic, and that's who you picked for like a nice guy, like Ed Asner. You were going for like a universal.
Oh, you picked a nice guy. Oh, okay.
Well, Ed Asner is the guy you went to on that. Notoriously grumpy old dude. It was like
He was my uncle on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And
it's like Mother Teresa. There's so many people you could have gone for if that was the point you were trying to make. But nothing for now. He's with horses.
But I get it though, because he was kind of standoffish. But he's also, you know, he's very old. So I don't know what's going on with that choice. But if you win tonight, Kasim, we won't
I'll
hear that again.
I'll put an asterisk on it or something. I mean, I really screwed the pooch.
No, it's all right. It's, you know, it's fun to hear the audience go, oh!
I know, so embarrassing. It's like fucking high school.
It happens. There's only so much I can tell you ahead of time about what's going to happen.
Yeah, I brought one thing.
No, that's what I asked you to do. Yeah, other people cheat and bring more things. So how much do you guys... What does it say on your IMDb page, Kasim? Do you have,
like,
for your top four, what does it say? I'm going to look it up, if you don't mind.
There's Transformers 4. I had two lines in that. Three lines.
What do you play in that?
I play a scientist who makes Transformers evil.
Do you show up after T.J. Miller dies?
Yeah, I think he dies pretty early on.
Yeah, so I didn't see your part.
Yeah.
I walked out in protest when T.J. Miller died.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't in... I mean, you could blank and miss it, but I was in there. I got to see Mark Wahlberg in real life, which is such a treat.
That is pretty neat.
However hot you think he is on TV or movies, it's way better in person.
Oh my God,
really?
Tommy, I love him.
He's a little shorter, but he's got the eyes there. They're in person, and they're there, and he looks at you, and he said, "Hey, man." And I was like, "Wow, hey," and that was it.
That sounds pretty intense. He had to go do a scene where he just
He's
always busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. But his whole scene was he had to just turn his head like this. That was the whole scene. They called him out of a trailer so he could turn his head like this. It's a crew of 100 people.
Look good, feel good, turn my head.
So it's got to be that. The rest, yeah.
What? So on Twitter, they insist on calling you by your... They have your full last name on there.
Yeah. I think I may start going by my full name because I went back home to Jordan and my family made me feel very weird about it.
How do you pronounce it?
Gariba.
Gariba, yeah. Okay. G-H-A-R-I-B-E-H. Yeah, Kasim G really simplified it for idiots like me.
Yeah.
And Transformers is your first of your known four credits. Then California On.
Yeah, that's my internet show. I swear I didn't put that on there.
Then
so
Agents
lame.
Of Secret... Something stuff. That's,
these are all
Agents of Secret stuff.
This is my nightmare.
And then from 2010, something called Filmmaker.
Please don't.
What's
do
that?
This.
That's like a short film.
They're all shorts. Like they're.
Yeah.
They're like student films.
No, that's cool. You know, everybody's got a different path. Some people star in films. Some people make internet shorts.
That's me. I'm that guy.
Yeah, it works for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody has a chance. Let's go to Jen Kirkman. What do you think your top four most known for credits on your IMDb page are?
I let mine expire, and I don't update it, so I don't know.
What do you mean? It's not up to you to update it. You just have your career, and then they go, here's the four best things.
I thought you could do like an IMDb Pro. You could put pictures up.
Yeah, maybe.
I used to do that, but I don't do it anymore.
No, it's but just the like, regular
it's
IMDb.
It's probably like five drunk histories and 700 episodes of Chelsea Lately.
Chelsea Lately is number one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then number two is Jen Kirkman, I'm Gonna Die Alone.
Oh, my Netflix special, I forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then number three is After... Number three is After Lately.
Yeah.
Because that was a show for a while. Mm-hmm. And then your fourth credit, I don't know what this is. It's something called Max 1,000 Words.
Okay, why that would be on there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's an internet
the
thing.
The metric that, for their decisions is strange.
It's an internet thing that Michael Blyden did 9 years ago where he had people read a short story in someone's living room like a salon. And I think it aired as an internet pilot.
There
so
you
like
go.
It's like
that's one of the top
there's
four
so
things
many
you
other
were known
things.
For.
Yeah, now I'm
Sorry.
Infuriated. I know exactly how you feel. I'm calling Mr.
No one gets angry when you do this.
I'm calling.
It's a new thing I'm finding out about.
Well, at least he's not reading the comments.
As I've said several times, one of my top four is a movie I didn't know I was in. So it's a weird metric that they use.
Can you imagine if next week you just have people on and you read their YouTube comments under their stand-up?
I wouldn't do that. This is Doug Loves Movies, so I'm only going to ridicule you about your movies or lack of
them. I've never been
them.
In a movie.
But you will? Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. I don't know. Time's
ticking. It's
going
to happen. Kate.
Yeah.
What do you think your top four are?
I don't know. I'm going to guess that maybe When in Rome. That
That's number
movie?
One.
Is it?
When in Rome.
That always
with
pops
Kristen
up.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Number one.
I don't then know.
What do you think the rest of them?
No idea. Maybe Garfunkel and Oates?
Yeah, no? It should be Garfunkel and Oates, but they
no,
didn't get in there.
No, we didn't make
there.
The cut. I have no idea.
You did were a voice in Rio 2.
Oh, I was a voice in Rio 2 mm-hmm. for like a little second.
Yeah.
I played then, a little bird.
And then the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
Oh, yeah. Ricky and I played twin popsicles.
I knew asking you about these things would be cute.
But we also wrote a song. Ricky and I wrote a song that's in that movie, so that was very exciting.
How does it go?
It goes, teamwork. We can do anything when we have teamwork.
Awesome. And then Raising Hope.
Oh, okay. That
Raising
makes sense.
Hope. Yeah,
right.
Sometimes they cross over into TV. But the reason I bring this up at all is not to embarrass anyone or make anyone feel sad.
You know, you should ask people about like their least favorite name as far as like what they've played, because I could tell you that. Which
a character name?
Yeah, mine is Less Attractive Girl.
Oh,
it's on there. It's on IMDb. It's kind of amazing, isn't
it? What movie or TV show was that in?
That was in a TV show called Campus Ladies.
Campus Ladies.
That sounds like a porno.
Yeah. Least attractive lady on campus. Yeah, that's. I'll get into that sometimes. When I see a funny credit for somebody on IMDb, I'll ask him about it. But I'm trying. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. But we're gonna play a game called Jason and Deb's IMDb game, and it's all based on the top four for people's IMDb page. So the idea is I'll read the first title on somebody's IMDb page that they're most known for, and then you could buzz in right then by saying your own name and then guessing. But if you guess wrong, it's -1 point. And if you guess right, you get a chance to pick up 3 extra bonus points for naming 3 other things that are listed in the top 4 of that person's IMDb.
So you have to get it all, basically.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You can get it incrementally.
Okay, it's very high risk.
And by buzz in, you mean just yell, right?
-1 isn't too bad. Yeah, you just say your own name when you want to buzz in.
Oh, okay.
And
you should just yell.
I'm just pointing out that it's dangerous. It's dangerous to jump in on the first title because there's lots of people in that movie and it could be any of them. But once you hear a second movie, then and you hear that there's somebody in common in both movies, then it's like more obvious. So some people hang back, some jump in, take a chance. We're playing to 10 points tonight, and I got like 8 rounds lined up, so if we don't get to 10, it's whoever has the most after 7 rounds, and if it's a tie, we'll do 1 more round. It's like everybody's laughing because I described it accurately for once. You got all that, Kasim?
Got it.
Okay.
I'm going to go by Cass to save myself some time on the buzzin.
Because I said earlier, don't say the shithead on the back, and then you did that.
Yep.
So that's why I like to check in with you.
It's a weird game.
All right, here's the first one. Say your own name when you think you know the actor or actress who is in these 4 projects. The Hangover. I like that. Everyone's holding back, playing smart. The second movie, Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Kate. Zach Galifianakis.
Kate is in first. And
sorry,
she gets to name someone who is in both of those films.
Zach Galifianakis. Sorry.
I know, it's mine.
Hang on, let me look.
That was mine.
That's correct.
I'm sure you knew it.
It's happened before, Jacob, but buzz in with your own name.
I haven't played this before.
I know.
I'm uncomfortable with my own name.
I know.
Never liked it.
I get it.
And a good example, Kate, of someone with a hard-to-pronounce G name, yeah. who kept it. Just saying.
You know what?
Yeah, but...
I broke it!
Galvin. Oh, no. You made a really salient point and then snapped your wand.
That's my superpower.
That's what a great witch porn is called, Snap My Wand.
It's good comedic timing. I could see Zach G pulling something like that off.
All right, yeah. So Kate gets she gets 1 point and gets the opportunity to name 2 more Zach Galifianakis projects for 2 more points, potentially.
So this would be the... like top projects that would be on his IMDb? Like,
yeah, what? It says he is best known for and lists 4 things. Like I gave you all the examples of you guys. But here's the thing is that the metric that they use is based on a lot of different things, like most searched on IMDb, most box office, awards, etc. So it's very confusing. Oh, man. Sometimes even changes. The other day we did Matthew Broderick and Election was not in the top 4. and we all bemoaned that Election was not in the top four because that's one of the best things he's ever done. And now it's in the top four. So I take personal credit for that. Because I bet you a bunch of people searched Election when they heard this podcast.
So if I...
Or it's a coincidence.
If I guess incorrectly, I lose a point. Is that what happens?
No. You just get free... These are bonus points.
Okay.
So you're free to roam. It's no risk. But you do have to try to get two more movies.
Or TV shows.
Or, you know, it's just weird where they pull things from.
Man.
Which two do you think it is?
So it doesn't hurt me to ask right now.
No.
Okay. Bored to Death?
No.
Is that on there? Dang it.
From HBO.
Yeah.
You were on that too, right?
I was just for a second. Mm. I did get to kiss Zach, though.
On the mouth?
Yeah. I was an elf.
I thought you'd reprise your popsicle stick role for that one.
I had always wanted to be an elf.
One more guess. Name another movie that Zach is in.
Oh, geez.
Because it's not Baskets, I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a big thing to just give away.
I know, right?
Due date?
What?
Due date? Is that?
Due date is correct. And the other one is Hangover Part 2.
I should have thought about that one.
So Kate's got 2 points. On the road to 10.
I would have guessed that, I think.
Here's the next.
You would have guessed Hangover 2?
Shh. The dumbest thing I said.
Don't put your mic down. You got to have it right near your mouth.
Oh.
Jen, get it up. Get it.
Mine's in my
Jacob. Say Jacob when you want to guess this time. Wreck-It Ralph.
Who knows?
Skewel of Rock.
Jen.
Wait, was Jen right before you?
Jen
okay,
got it.
Okay, Jen.
Jack Black?
No.
Jew.
Kate.
Wait. You can't say, you have to say Jacob, not Jew.
Jen told me I could say Jew.
Okay. Hang on a second. I got to give Jen minus one. All right, so who came in first there? Was it Kate or Jew?
There I did.
Huh?
I think you came in after that. Yeah,
okay, so Jacob.
Sarah Silverman.
That's correct. Also a Jew. So name two more Sarah Silverman things.
Are you sure she's a Jew?
For two more potential points.
I'm going to say Jesus is Magic.
Yes! Nice pull.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. And the Sarah Silverman Program.
No, that didn't make her top four. They went with Something About Mary.
So she has like two scenes
so
in that.
She appears
at the dinner, at the brunch, the sewing circle.
Yeah.
Chicks.
Yep, she's in there. Okay, so that means you got 2 points for that. Good job.
A really polite crowd.
But Jack Black was in School of Rock, though.
He was.
So just so...
Yeah.
I'm not
in Wreck-It Ralph. So that,
but as I
that's
said,
what
who
makes
knows?
You wrong. Here's the next round. Interstellar.
Jen, I'm going big on this.
Oh, you are going really big.
Matthew McConaughey.
I am 100% confident you'll be wrong. No. Oh.
Cass.
Hang on, I got to write down negative two for Jen.
Yeah, right.
All right, Cass.
I got to get into this. Jessica Chastain.
No. I love your enthusiasm for getting involved, but there's plenty of time.
All right, it's all right.
Just relax. The next credit for this person is Third Rock from the Sun.
A Jew.
Jacob.
Was Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
Cass for the steal. John Lithgow. Bring it.
That's correct.
Yes. I don't know any other... Well, we got to go Harry and the Hendersons.
Hang on a second.
Come on.
Slow down.
Try to get some points.
Slow down. I got to get you out of the negative one cellar, give you a fat zero. And then, yeah, you get two more guesses.
Okay, so Harry and the Hendersons.
No.
No?
I know, it's shocking.
What about Dexter?
No.
I have a wild guess.
Please.
She can take it.
The Day After.
No.
Raising Kane.
No, stop guessing.
I'm done.
They listed Shrek and Cliffhanger.
The Stallone movie?
Yep. Yeah, he was the bad guy in that movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't you think this game should be to 5 points?
Yeah.
Why?
It just seems like we're going to take a long time.
I mean, it might end up being to 5 points.
We're going to take a long time to get there.
But we're doing good on time, and it's a fun game. You're having fun, Jacob.
I don't have fun. I'm Jewish.
I know, right? Why would you ever trust a clown? That was a solid joke, you guys.
It was.
They used clowns to, you know what they did. Jerry Lewis taught us that. All right. Here's the next round. The first credit that this person is known for, top four, Mad Men. The next one, The Town.
Jen.
What is it?
John Hamm.
Of course it's John Hamm.
And those are the only two things I know him from.
Well, go ahead, take two more guesses. You're to negative 1 points at this point. So you're coming along great.
All right, let me just try to think if I've seen him in anything.
And it might not be to 10 points, Jacob. It might be whoever has the most when I run out of rounds.
Well,
and this is round 24.
I saw
4 out of 72.
Does backstage at a comedy Bang Bang Christmas show count?
Let me take a look.
Jimmy Pardo's.
No, it doesn't.
What about Jimmy Pardo's podcast?
No, they don't.
Fuck,
list never
these
not
are bad
funny.
Guesses. No, let me just. I actually you, don't.
Those
know
are two
else.
Guesses. You're done.
Oh, I'm done. I actually don't know anything else.
There's no way you're gonna come up with these.
There's
Can
no
I
way.
Get one guess on it?
As a proudly childless woman. Yes, Jacob.
Is Clear History one of them?
No.
Fuck.
No, the Proudly Childless was the clue, because it's both animated films. It's Minions and Shrek Forever After.
Oh, no idea he did that.
Yeah.
Good for
of
him.
Of course, why would you know
getting voice
that?
Work.
Why would you know that? All right, so Jacob and Kate are tied for the lead with 2 points apiece. Cassim is at 0, and Jen is at -1.
Seems impossible, but...
You could get a lot of points in one round if you apply yourself. If you get your shit together. Frozen. Jen is so not a competitor. She's her microphone's in her lap. She's more interested in holding her coffee. Frozen.
Jew.
Really wish you would just call yourself Jacob. What do you got?
Josh Gad.
Incorrect.
Incorrect, you said?
Yeah. Jacob's down to 1 point. The next title, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Kate.
Kate, what is it?
Kristen Bell.
That's correct. Now name two more Kristen Bell projects for two more potential
wondering
points.
Wondering if When in Rome is on hers.
When in Rome did not make hers.
It's probably on yours, because she's done a hers. Lot more things.
And what's another one?
House of Lies?
Most known for. Nope. It's Veronica Mars the movie and Veronica Mars the TV show. Yeah. All right, so Kate has 3, Jacob has 1, Chasm 0, Jen, let's not even
go there.
Why do we have to? There's no reason to discuss it. Whose IMDb says their most known for credit is True Lies?
Jen.
I don't know what somebody in the audience just said, but Jen, go ahead.
Tom Arnold.
That's correct.
Oh! Come on, I'm giving everyone the finger.
Very nice work. That was a risky move and it paid off. So now you are at 0. You're
feels
tied
good.
At 0 with Kasim.
Welcome.
And now you can
thank
pick
you.
Up 3 whole points and be tied for the lead if you can name 3 more projects that Tom Arnold is known for?
Roseanne?
No. I know, that should really be...
Is there True Lies 2?
That should
two?
Be the first one.
True Lies 2? No.
No.
Not yet.
He's in so many things, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm out.
Giving up already. Soul Plane?
Oh, I didn't know he was in that.
He was in Soul Plane. He's the white guy in there. And 9 Months?
Don't know what that is.
That's Hugh Grant gets Julianne Moore pregnant, and Tom Arnold's like, and and something called Cradle to Grave.
That's just life.
I don't even know what that is.
That's just everyone's life.
Yeah.
More like Cradle to Gravy, right, guys? Am I right, Tom Arnold? Huh?
He's in good shape these days.
He's doing great.
I know, because when we were in hotel rooms next to each other during Trailer Park Boys, he was on the elliptical like 24 hours a day like a fucking hamster. All right. Kate has 3 points. Jacob has 1. Cassim and Jen tied for 0.
There we go.
Yes.
Couple more rounds. The first movie is called Trainwreck. That's something I may have smoked a little of earlier today. Nobody going in on Trainwreck?
Yeah, I'll go. Cass, Bill Hader.
No.
Jen.
I'm not going to win. I just have to take a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen.
Colin Quinn.
No. You guys are doing some ballsy moves here. The next title, Inside Amy Schumer.
Jacob.
Come on.
Colin Quinn.
Jacob.
Jacob.
I said my real name, Doug. For you.
Yeah, I heard
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with Amy Schumer on this.
That's correct.
Wow. Wow.
Slippery.
All right. I thought there's no way you'd do that, so I was trying to play
yeah,
like a
Yeah, why
track.
Would I do that? That's so weird. So, Jacob, you can name 2 more Amy Schumer things.
That's tough. She's done so much of her... About her... do I need to know the title of her HBO special?
Maybe.
The Amy Schumer HBO special. Spectacular.
No, incorrect. 1 more guess.
How about Girls?
No.
Okay. She was on Girls.
Yeah. Amy Schumer, Mostly Sex Stuff was the name of her special. And then also they listed her for hosting the 2015 Movie Awards. MTV Movie Awards. Yeah. So Kate has 3. Jacob has 2. Cassman.
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready, everybody. Ant-Man. The 40-year-old virgin.
Kate Jen.
What'd you say, Kate Jen?
I forgot.
I think it was
name.
Kate Jen, right?
I went, duh.
It sounded like Kate Jen.
Wait, so, that wasn't Kate saying Kate.
So
said
Kate was
things?
In.
I went, duh.
Kate no, was Kate in first.
It. Is it Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul Rudd is correct. You're running away with this thing, Kate, because you get 3 more Paul Rudd movies.
This is 40?
This is no.
Damn.
2 more.
Knocked Up?
No.
That's crazy.
Wait till you hear the ones they went with.
Oh, is it some animated thing or something, maybe?
I don't know.
Clueless, probably.
I don't know. Now I'm just blanking
just
on.
Just guess another one that he was in.
He's in everything. Why can't
just
I think
pick
of one
another
thing?
One and be like, I'm going to say this one.
Clueless.
No.
Darn.
That would be a good one. They went with 40-year-old virgin, Role Models, and I Love You, Man.
Oh.
Those were all pretty big ones. Yeah. But I am here to say that since Kate is in the lead, we've run out of categories. She is our winner tonight.
Oh, my God.
We did it.
Thank you. Sorry.
Where is It's a Nick World? Where are you at? Come on over, dude. Come on, get all your stuff. It's a bag and then a few other items. Oh, shit, you already have a headphone situation. You got a lot to deal with.
Oh, I didn't know we were only playing the one game.
Good luck, everybody.
I guess 10 was a good number.
I guess your wish came true.
Yeah. Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, I just didn't know that was going to be the only game tonight. I thought we were going to get some last minute stand or something.
Yeah, you know, we got by the clock, we have about 9 more minutes left, so we might play a quick little game, but I wanted to make it all official that somebody won. And everybody else, pass your name tags down. I think Jen's doesn't have a shithead on the back.
Yeah, I noticed that. Mine didn't.
We already know about Ed Asner. We got that taken care of.
Yeah, sorry again.
Then we got this. Yeah. Just knocking that thing around like a hockey puck. And but Jen, what about the person Jen was playing for? Do you have a shithead you want me to say? Where are you at?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to come write it down? You can come write it down.
No?
No? You stayed shy? It's too far.
Do you want to whisper it to me and then I'll say it? I'll come over to you.
Oh, she's going to go over there to you. Jen is a full service comedian. She will come right over to you and get a nice whisper. I don't know why she's so shocked by all of this.
I've got a big responsibility.
All right, whisper it to Kate.
She said to just make one up.
Oh, what? Well, there's got to be something that you hate or don't like.
And I forgot what the shithead thing is, so I can't make it up.
It's just someone that's, that's a shithead. It could be personal. It could be political. It could be sports related.
She said she's too nice for that shit.
She's too nice. Well, you're wearing a Star Wars shirt, so obviously Darth Vader's a shithead. That'd be an easy pull. The Death Star is a shithead.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to sign on with...
People that live on Tatooine don't know what's coming or a shithead.
I like that who I'm playing for is as dysfunctional about these games as me. I think it was a nice match.
All right, I'm gonna pick something for you. I'll say something at the end that's chosen especially for you. And Jacob, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, on May 28th, which is, I guess, a week from this Saturday, I'm going to be up in San Francisco at Doc's Lab doing this show with my friend Kasim Bentley. It's called Sear Off Bentley 2016. He's black, and we get on stage together and just do a bunch of racist crowd work.
Racist crowd work.
Well, you know that's what I do anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I get a black guy to validate my racist crowd
work. Right, right. You can be as racist as you want in front of a black guy.
It's great, right. Yeah, it's just instant street cred.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Check it out if you're there. It's a lot of fun. It's Memorial Day weekend, Saturday night, a perfect night to get into race relations. And Jen, what do you got coming up?
You have Canadian listeners.
Of course.
Well, I'm doing just a little 3-night little stint in Toronto, Winnipeg, and Vancouver in the middle of June.
That sounds so cool.
Just go to jenkirkman.com and click on tour dates.
Yeah, they'll totally show up and offer to get you high.
Oh, they're going to be disappointed with me.
Okay, don't do that, you guys. Don't,
yeah, just come
don't
say
Don't go
hi.
To her show at all.
No, no. Go to the show, but I'm like the only clean living person that isn't secretly lying and is going to show up dead. I actually am a vegan who doesn't do drugs or drink, so... But they can come to the show.
Wait, how do you fit fun into your life?
I don't. I just found out I've got some health issue and I had to stop everything.
What?
I'm not joking. This brought it down. Don't worry, I'll... be around, I'm sure.
You can still have coffee?
This is hot water. I can't have coffee either.
Oh my God, it's hot water.
It fucking sucks. My life.
You look like a trendy coffee drinker, and you're just sitting there having hot water.
It only took 15 minutes to get it, bourgeois pig.
Thanks, BP.
What's the health issue?
Oh, I can't get into it.
What do you mean, what's it? I was just moving on with thanks, BP.
I was curious.
You have to be,
know.
What's the health issue?
I got a lot of health issues. I like to talk about
it. She doesn't want to talk about it.
No, it's
you guys can discuss it afterwards. Yeah. And now thanks, people Jen. Can tweet at Jen about it. Kate Micucci, what's coming up for you?
Well, I should mention the Garfunkel and Oates special came out last week.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So, you got a very nice, I saw a GIF on the internet promoting it where you're dancing around with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
I retweeted that GIF. Yeah,
thank you for doing cute. That.
And what else is going on?
I have an art show coming up next Friday, the 27th, at Gallery 1988 East. So come on by 7 to 9, we'll have the opening.
Is that on Melrose?
What's that, on Melrose?
I love that place.
Yeah right?
That's Jensen's neat. Gallery, yeah.
That's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
No, I love your. I always love your artwork, and that's what our winner got tonight was some of your artwork. So go that's check that out, awesome. You guys. Kasim G on Twitter. What else is going on, man?
That's it. You can watch me on Getting Doug with High.
How'd that work out for you today?
Oh, I couldn't get a nap in. I didn't have enough time. I live on the West Side. It's been a nightmare today, but...
You still managed to come out.
I'm glad I could come here and give away my personal Bigfoot stuff. And nobody cares because there's a wonderful painting, piece of art you made.
No, that guy loves
all this stuff. It's a $20 Sasquatch statue in there.
I think it's more the subway bag that's upstaging.
He's happy.
He's pretty dope.
He's happy about all of it, dude.
You can follow me on Twitter and YouTube. That's it.
Yeah, do that, you guys. One more time for all of my guests, Jacob Siroff, Jen Kirkman, Kate Micucci, and Kasim G. If we could do it really, you want to do a really fast last man standing?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I want to do a last man standing.
Just for laughs, like crazy speed round, see how we do. There's a gentleman in the audience who goes by the name Henson Furman.
Kate Blanchett.
Oh, he wants Kate Blanchett. It's her birthday when?
3 days ago.
3 days ago, wow.
Creep.
What a timely, no one has had a birthday since.
You are such a creep.
Yeah, I'm so into Kate Blanchett that I celebrate her birthday 3 days late. That's a good one. Start with you, Jacob. I'll play along too. Just name any Kate Blanchett movie.
I think what she's best known for is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
People are booing. You had to pick the most booable title. Jen, what about a Kate Blanchett movie?
Oh, the one the Woody Allen directed, and she played the lady that was losing her mind in San Francisco.
Yeah, just say the name of it.
Yeah, I understand.
And you're golden.
Judy. Eleonora.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Makes me a little sad.
I have such fucking memory problems. It's really bad.
Is this color?
Like what?
Yellow Daisy.
What would
Daisy.
You? What about what would a sad chef put in? What would ingredient would a sad
Time.
Chef use?
Sad chef.
What color is your lightsaber? And
blue ivy. What is it? I know it. Blue jasmine.
That's it. I should have told you, you can use your lifeline once. You can use the person whose name tag you picked as a lifeline once. So next time around, if you can't think of one, use your lifeline. Kate?
Carol.
Yes, of course. Kasim?
Babel? Babel?
Babel!
HBO's Babel.
I'll go with...
Or is that Tilda Swinton?
I'm actually struggling with that on a lot of movies myself.
Susan Babel.
Jessica Chastain, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, even if she's not a Babel, I'm going to take it. But don't forget, you have a lifeline for the next round. I'm going to go Cinderella. Jacob?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. We're back to you.
I'm out.
Jen.
I have no idea.
Well, use your lifeline.
Megan, what's a movie she's in? I told you this.
Megan's.
She's worse than me.
Trying to take a shit.
Megan. She's just made like a Kathy. Comic strip Kathy face.
Anytime I don't know, I just want to say Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, she should be in that. You got anything for her? It's okay if you don't.
It's all right, I'm out.
We're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
Kate?
I'm going to need my lifeline.
Let's go to Kate's lifeline.
Maybe help me out with the title, because it was that Howard Hughes movie.
Nick?
Oh,
Aviator.
The Aviator. There you go.
Josh?
Kasim?
I'm not there. Oh,
I'm not there.
I'm
not there. That,
Nice one, buddy.
She plays like Bob Dylan in that or some shit, right? I'm not there. All right, I'll go with The Monuments Men.
Yeah. I can't believe nobody did Elizabeth II, The Golden Age.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't called Elizabeth II. It was called Elizabeth the Golden Age.
Okay. Yeah.
Elizabeth II would be a different queen because they used the number system for the monarchs over there.
Jen's out. Kate?
Hi, I'm blanking. I think I'm...
Right? It's tough.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
Okay, Kate's out. Kasim?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's out.
Yeah.
I'll say Bandits. Jacob?
She's a tough one.
Yeah.
But it was her birthday a couple
a
days
chameleon.
Ago.
She had a birthday. Makes
Lazy ass Eric, what you got?
Super special.
Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah.
Snowpiercer?
No.
She's not you're confusing her with Tilda Swinton.
But wait.
Oh, that's Tilda Swinton.
Usually I get to decide if I want to use it.
Don't yeah,
I?
You can say no.
Well, thanks, guys, because no. Fuck you, man.
Give us the real Kate Blanchett.
Okay. All right.
Give us the real deal.
No, I'm doing the Tilda thing.
If you can't think of one, I win.
Tilda's like, come on.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Who knows? I'm going to go with, I don't think she was in it. God damn it. Was she in Burn After Reading?
No.
That was Tilda Swinton. For sure.
We've totally Tilda Swinton.
I sabotaged, yeah.
No, I was already Sorry, struggling with it. Just,
I know, I know. It, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was in The Gift, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we miss, you guys?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Veronica Guerin.
Anna.
Veronica Guerin.
I have to give my glasses back for not knowing Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. What else?
Coffee and cigarettes.
Okay. That's a good pull.
Okay.
Something Coen Brothers, though, right? Has she never done Coen Brothers? I feel like she has.
Is there a Wes Anderson one she was in? Or is that Tilda Swinton?
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
I knew it was one of those.
Yeah. What else? Moonrise Kingdom? Tilda Swinton.
That's a new game, Doug.
Oh, fuck.
That's a new
that's
game.
That's the hashtag for this episode, Tilda Swinton. Yeah, actually, Tilda Swinton.
That's your game. You just tell a movie.
I don't find Tilda
Swinton
know
Swinton confusion. They don't necessarily look the same, but there is a similarity there.
Just, yeah.
Say a movie, and then people have to tell you if it's Tilda Swinton or... that's a new fucking DLM game, right?
Yeah, maybe. But we might have blown it right now. Saying so many...
I would still lose if we played again.
Movies. All right. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. As always, we know Ed Asner's a shithead. That sort of goes without saying. And Shere Khan is a shithead.
Oh, that's kind of an adorable one.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
Eric was scared.
And I get to pick one for this last one, so I'm going to say Ted Baxter is a shithead.
Eyes of gold, his viewing crowd was big, too foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.